House Bill 1065, an act to expand the South Dakota Retirement System Board membership.
House Bill 1065, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Michaels.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Very simply, why I deferred the bill earlier on behalf of the Retirement Laws Committee and the individuals who are interested in that, we have other bills that I think are better to take at that time. But in the interest of working on our calendar, I bring this one to you that was passed out of your Retirement Laws Committee meeting on Thursday night. Essentially what it is in 1974, the state retirement system was put together as an amalgamation or a combining. I wouldn't want to use the word consolidation, but they combined because there were a number of different systems. As a result of that, people who were there came together and they were part of those organizations. Now, that was 1974. I don't have the numbers for how many people were in the retirement system in 1974. I do remember, though, please remember the retirement system for the state of South Dakota includes not only state employees, regional employees, counties, cities, or other organizations that participate that are allowed by vote and ratification by this legislature and our predecessors. Long story short, I was struck by one thing, and I want to make this extremely clear. I think the Board of Trustees has done a fine job with the people that they have there, especially the one retiree, Dr. Jim Hansen. He works tirelessly representing these individuals. These are people who are elected from membership, their type of membership, whether it's school teachers, classified, etc. Cutting to the chase, there are 60,000 participants in the retirement system. That is, 60,000 are active right now and inactive. Of that, 15,000, 25% are retirees, but there is currently only one. So we've just gone through apportionment and being a big fan of one person, one vote to the best of ability. That currently is only a 6% representation, and therefore we're asking for two additional retirees. The rest of the language in the bill deals with how the voting takes place so that the terms are staggered and you don't lose that institutional memory. Appreciate your support and would stand by for questions. Thank you, sir.
Further remarks? Are there any further remarks? Seeing none. Question then is the final passage of House Bill 1065. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk, unlock the voting machine. Members proceed to vote. Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a point of information.
Granted.
I was just wondering, we happen to be out in newspapers, and I didn't get a chance to see the scores from last night. I was wondering, does anybody know what the score of the SDSU-USD game was last night?
Representative Brown.
Yes, matter of fact, I do. If it was the same newspaper I looked at, the South Dakota Coyotes won 142-6.
Representatives Heineman, Jensen, and Lang. Representative Lang. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 2, absent 1, excused 3.
House Bill 1065, having had its received a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.